The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I welcome my audience in Columbus, Ohio. But today we also have the privilege of welcoming the audience in Tampa, Florida on WTBN 570 and 910 AM as Bill Bunkley takes a few days off. I have the privilege of simulcasting here in Columbus and in Tampa. So whether you're listening in Florida, in the Tampa area, or here in Ohio, I welcome you. What a privilege to be able to sit in for Bill Bunkley. But I also have the privilege of welcoming someone very, very special to the program. I cannot imagine anybody in either audience in Tampa, Florida on WTBN or here on WRFD that is not familiar with Through the Bible Radio. Well, let me say the Bible Bus with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. Well, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the program Steve Schwetz, who has been the host of Through the Bible Radio and the Bible Bus since the early 1990s. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Bob, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the ministry of Through the Bible.
Oh, listen, I've been so excited about this. You probably know very little about me, but I grew up in Southern California. And
I do know that.
I grew up listening to Dr. McGee when he was at Church of the Open Door on KGER Radio in Long Beach, California. I grew up with Dr. McGee.
Yeah, that's a common story. So many people, if they didn't grow up themselves with Dr. McGee, they grew up and, you know, going through the kitchen with their mom with the radio on or their grandparents. So many people, it's amazing. So many people have a Dr. McGee story or some memory from their early childhood of hearing Dr. McGee on the radio. It's a real blessing for us.
Oh, my goodness. What a legacy. What a legacy. I've got to ask you, because Dr. McGee, I can't believe he died in 1988, correct?
Yes.
I assume you knew him personally?
You know, several people have asked me that. I was not a part of the ministry in the mid-80s. I graduated from college actually in 1986. And although I attended and was a member at Church of the Open Door, and I saw Dr. McGee preach when Church of the Open Door moved from downtown Los Angeles to Glendora.
Right.
And we started attending when they made the move to Glendora. And I heard him preach twice, and I never, regrettably, I did not take the time to go up and shake his hand. I mean, he was a pastor. I knew
right.
him, but he always had a crowd of people around him to spend the time. I wish I would have.
Well,
I'll
and
see
then,
him in glory.
And then a deeper connection. Back in my college days, which was quite a bit before your college days, in the summers, I worked at KBBI, which was the Biola radio station, and their studios were at the Church of the Open Door, right next door in the Biola, I think it was the ground floor of the Biola Hotel or whatever.
Yeah, that goes way back, because that's part of the original founding of Church of the Open Door. I can't remember who the founding pastor was, but he did not want to come unless they had a Bible college associated with
it.
Not a lot of people realize that, because Biola is now based, I know you guys are not, maybe a lot of your audience is not familiar with Southern California, but they were in downtown L.A. as a part of Church of the Open Door, and Biola stands for the Bible Institute of Los Angeles.
Right.
Although they don't really refer to themselves as that anymore, and they are now located in La Mirada, California.
And they sold the radio station shortly after I worked there. I don't think that had anything to do with it, but
probably not.
Steve, what caused your, and I use this advisedly but purposely, your love affair with Dr. McGee and Through the Bible Radio and the Bible Bus concept? What caused you? Because you're a volunteer, you're a busy businessman. And yet I know it takes an enormous amount of time to be the host of this program. What caused you to get on the Bible Bus?
Well, I had listened, my first job out of college, I graduated from University of Southern California, and I was working for IBM in downtown Los Angeles. And I used to come in the morning to beat traffic into downtown LA, and I would listen to KKLA 99.5, and Dr. McGee is still on today, and he would be on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I would listen to Dr. McGee. And then, you know, he was a pastor I listened to on the radio, and really nothing more than that. I was attending Church of the Open Door in Glendora, but I had the opportunity to be on a pastoral search committee, and the president at the time was on that committee as well. And he, just through our conversations through that search process, mentioned that the announcer at the time, Bob Smith, had cancer and wanted to know if I would be willing to fill in if he was going through chemo or feeling especially sick. This was on a Friday. I went in and just did a test read. I was terrible. but Bob Smith went to be with the Lord on Sunday, and they said, "You're the guy."
Wow.
So I had a for sale sign in my yard. I was moving to Northern California, taking a job, leaving IBM and selling software. And, basically did some reshuffling around and figured out a way to stay in Southern California, and then began admittedly doing a very amateur, poor job as the host of the ministry, but since Dr. McGee was gone. But my goal was always to be as good as I could in the commercial world, so I worked at that, ended up having a pretty successful commercial voiceover career that was really never would have happened. And those doors never would have opened had I not tried to be the host for Through the Bible.
Wow. I love the story, and I didn't know that. I had no idea. Steve, we're coming up on a break, and I believe I can keep you to the bottom of the hour, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're talking with Steve Schwetz, who is the host of Through the Bible Radio with Dr. J. Vernon McGee, the Bible Bus. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about, so many questions I want to ask. So please, please, please stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And we welcome again Steve Schwetz, who is the host of Through the Bible Radio. Steve, again, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks again for having me.
I got to tell you a really quick story, and then it'll lead to a question. Several years ago, I was in a meeting with general managers of Christian radio stations from all over the country, talk show hosts, and other people involved in Christian radio. A general manager who was brand new to Christian radio was a part of that meeting, and in a open forum discussion, they were talking about improving programming and so forth, and she raised her hand and she says, I'm kind of new to the Christian radio thing. She says, I don't get this. She says, the most popular program on our radio station is by some guy I'd never even heard of, and he's dead. And yep. The room erupted into laughter because they knew she was talking about J. Vernon McGee, and she could not figure out how that program could be the number one program on their station. Steve, there is so many reasons why Through the Bible should not be on the radio today. It's not cool. It's not hip. And yet it remains right at the very top of Christian broadcasting. Why?
Yep. Well, two words, but God. And the story under that is God honors his word.
Amen.
And I've told this on the air before. If you put a bunch of smart people in the room, the top guys and men and women at Salem, and said, let's design a program that's going to run and let's have it be a top station. No, a top program. Nobody's building Through the Bible, and I think that's the way the Lord wants it. A five-year study through the entire Word of God, every minor prophet, every Old Testament, difficult First and Second Chronicles, all the sides of the pages in your Bible that stick together. Dr. McGee's going through all of those, and I think God blesses that. And that's one reason is the content of the program. But the other thing is, Through the Bible has always had, from the very early beginning, a focus on giving the word out internationally. And we're in currently now over 130 different languages in the full program, and we're into another 30-plus languages in a smaller basic series that is targeted more at home groups. And we're just having such tremendous success. The Lord is really blessing that part of the ministry, and we have a world prayer team, over 10,000 people that pray daily, Monday through Friday, for the ministry. That's a huge part of it. I just think the ministry really resonates with people because they're blessed by the teaching that they have. And then anybody who's a believer wants to fulfill the Great Commission. I think the Holy Spirit puts that in our hearts to want to do that. And this is a tangible way that you can do it. You can be praying for the ministry. You can be supporting the ministry financially if you're able to.
I think that's one of the more amazing things about Through the Bible is the international approach, because Dr. McGee's voice is so quaint and unusual and down home. You just kind of feel like you're sitting on the front porch and he's sharing the Word of God with you. But that's not true when it's translated in those 130 languages, because it's another voice, different inflections, different language, and so forth. And yet the content is so universal.
Yep, because it's God's word.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing about, in terms of our commitment internationally, is nobody, smart people in a room again, would decide, oh, by the way, for all the people support the ministry, let's take over half of it and put it into international ministry that essentially the vast majority of it doesn't give anything back. And let's have it continue to grow long after the founder goes to be with the Lord. And again, I think it's because God honors his word and it resonates with people that the teaching they get, they want to hear other people get it. And the feedback, the stories that we get from people all around the world of how their lives are changed. You're talking about people in Islamic countries where converting to Christianity is essentially a death sentence for you. You are isolated from your family. You lose your job. And oftentimes, your life is at risk. And we have people in those situations that are trusting Christ for their salvation and growing in their faith. And it's the most exciting. Anytime I'm serving with Through the Bible, whether it's I'm in the booth recording and talking with our president, Greg Harris, or in a board meeting, it is the most exciting part of my day, regardless of what we're doing. I love it.
Well, almost all of our listeners here and in Florida are familiar with the Bible bus, the whole concept, 5 years to go verse by verse through the entire Bible. Is it true that you're actually beginning the 11th 5-year cycle? The 11th cycle?
Yeah, Yeah, it's hard to believe. April 2nd is when we're starting the five-year cycle. And one of the things that I'd want to encourage people to do is you think, gee, 5 years, that is just way too long for me to be on a study of anything. I can't do it. Well, I would just encourage you at least start on April 2nd because yeah. Dr. McGee does not launch right into Genesis. He goes into guidelines for the understanding of the scriptures. And it's a series, it's 5 to 8 of those lessons. He will go through those guidelines and just kind of do it as a sample. Go through that, hear what Dr. McGee has to say, study the portions of scripture that he brings out, read them yourselves, and I think you will want more, and you will be on the Bible bus. Maybe not nonstop, but hey, you can get on and off anytime you yeah. want. You can always listen again via podcast, and even if you miss some, just get on where the next broadcast is being aired.
Steve, do you still need some folks to help buy some tires for the bus and put some gas in the bus?
Absolutely. We always love to have support, but the thing that is what we truly need and what we truly want is people to be praying for the ministry. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a concern, join the World Prayer Team today. You go to our website, ttb.org/pray. Sign up. You'll get a daily email. And at the World Prayer Team, as we say, travels the world on our knees, and we are all praying for specific regions of the world where Through the Bible is having an impact. And you're reading a brief summary of a letter, typically of an individual, not just profiles on a country, but you hear about a brother or sister in Christ, how they've come to the Lord or where they are in their walk and how Through the Bible is ministering to them. It is a huge encouragement. It will revitalize your prayer life if you feel like, gee, I'm just praying for my aches and pains and, you know, all for myself. There's got to be more. The World Prayer Team is a great way to take your prayer life to the next level.
And that, again, the website is TTB, through the Bible, ttb.org/pray. ttb.org/pray. Steve, we've got about 1 minute left. What are some specific things that our listeners can pray about for you and for Through the Bible Ministry?
Just pray that the Lord would continue to keep the doors open, both domestically and internationally, kind of some different challenges, and that as we look to go into different delivery methods, we haven't talked a lot about that on this particular segment, but we are looking at moving more into a digital format mm-hmm. so that people can basically receive it. Yes, radio is still foundational for us as a ministry, but people also have smartphones. They want to be able to stream it. They want to be able to consume it in different chunks, smaller. We're putting down a shortened version of Through the Bible where it makes sense in certain parts of the world. So that the Lord would continue to keep those doors open and continue to bless his word as it goes out.
One of the most unlikely successes in Christian radio is Through the Bible Radio, the Bible Bus with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. And folks, get familiar with it. Go to the website, ttb.org. Join the prayer team, ttb.org/pray. Please pray for Steve Schwetz. That's S-H-W-E-T-Z. And all of the team at Through the Bible Radio. Steve, thank you for your time today. God bless you and all of you behind the scenes that have kept the legacy and the ministry of Dr. McGee going.
Thank you, Bob. Really appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. All right, Bob Bernie Live will continue. Stay tuned.